One acknowledges the unceded traditional Coast Salish lands, including the Tsleil-Waututh, Kekwetlem, Squamish, and Musqueam nations. The CJSF 90.1 Volunteer Department is a door to many cool opportunities. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF, and every department can use some help. Arts and entertainment, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews, and there is acquiring music and library work. Public affairs, possibly interviewing groups or recording community events. Programming, host your own show, maybe work on a collective. Public relations, graphic design, social media, production, digital editing. It doesn't end there. The volunteer department can assist you in finding a perfect fit. So go on and email Noel Chan to get involved. VOL4CJSF@sfu.ca. That was Noel Chan. VOL4CJSF@sfu.ca.
Good evening. Welcome to the Arts Edge at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. Welcome to our show on this rather warm evening. And gosh, we've had some nice weather. Tonight's show, I'm featuring a whole lot of songs about summer and about summertime. So to kick things off, I've got a song from the now defunct Waylon Jennings. This version is off their 2009 CD, Live at the Mount Chunk Opera House, and the tune is Summertime. Here we go.
Summertime. With daddy in
was a classic from Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Off his 1971 LP, Classic Lightfoot, that tune was Summer Side of Life. Coming up next, I've got a song that makes me think of your typical county fair, where people are having fun, they're playing games, they're riding rides, they're listening to music and hanging out at the beer gardens. And somewhere there's always a band or a singer or a performer who's not really getting his due. Some people are listening and some are not. So this next song tells the story of what that's like for a singer and a band. And none other than Blue Rodeo penned the song, What Am I Doing Here? It is off their CD, Casino. Here we go.
On this useless night, with you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel, and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by and mumble their abuse. Tell me, what is the use? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? After so long, nobody's wrong. After so long, nobody's right.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
And now we have a summer festival classic. This song is from the Arrogant Worms, who got their start at Kingston University. They formed a trio, and they've been going since the early 90s, and they're awesome. The tune I've got for you is Working From Home. The tune I've got for you is off of the 1994 CD, Russell Shorts. Here we go with Carrot Juice is Murder.
Listen up, brothers and sisters, come hear my desperate tale. I speak of our friends of nature, trapped in the dirt like a jail.
Vegetables live in oppression, served on our tables each night. This killing of veggies is madness. I say we take up the fight. Salads are only for murderers. Coleslaw's a fascist regime. Don't think that they don't have feelings just 'cause a radish can't scream. I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
adding their insides with
ridded and steamed with no mercy.
Off calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really.
Carrot
bad.
Juice constitutes murder.
And that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables.
It's time
grow.
To stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
let's call a spade a spade.
Is a spade is a spade.
I saw a man eating celery, so I beat him black and blue. If he ever touches a sprout again, I'll bite him clean in two. I'm a political prisoner, trapped in a windowless cage, 'cause I stopped the slaughter of turnips by killing five men in a rage. I told the judge when he sentenced me, this is my finest hour. I'd kill those farmers again just to save one more cauliflower.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
having their insides
ridded and steamed with no mercy.
Off calories.
How do you think that feels?
Bet it hurts really.
Carrot juice constitutes murder.
And that's a real crime.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Let my vegetables.
It's time
grow.
To stop all this gardening.
It's dirty as
let's
hell.
Call a spade a spade.
Is a spade.
How low as people do we dare to stoop, making young broccolis bleed in the soup.
Untie your beans, uncage your tomatoes, let potted plants free, don't mash that potato.
I've heard the screams of the vegetables, watching their skins being peeled,
baked in the stir fry are
rated and steamed with no mercy.
You fat gourmets,
how do you think that feels?
Leave them out in the
carrot
field.
Juice constitutes murder.
VH genocide.
Greenhouses, prisons for slaves.
Yes, your compost.
It's time to stop all this gardening.
Take the macrame.
Let's call a spade a spade.
Is a spade is a spade is a spade.
Thank you.
And that was Janis Joplin with her version of Summertime off the 1969 album Summertime. Next, I've got another song that I heard this time. It was the Duncan Folk Music Festival held in July over on the island. And this band is Bluegrass, a favorite among festival goers. The tune I've got for you is off their 2006 CD, The Brakeman. Here it is now, gonna buy me a ticket.
Gonna buy me a ticket, gonna leave tonight. I will write you a letter from way up high. Gonna drive my thoughts down, you and I high. Gonna buy me a ticket, gonna leave tonight. When I get there, baby, gonna cast a shadow. I will dance all night with it and maybe fool around. But I won't do it nothing. It'll hover low like smoke. When I get there, baby, gonna cast me a shadow. Gonna buy me a ticket, gonna leave tonight. I will write you a letter from way up high. Gonna drive some thoughts down, you and I. Gonna buy me a ticket, gonna leave tonight. Snowline creeps down, burl the slopes. You can change your tires, or you can drown your cold. But it won't do us any good to sleep apart. I can give you 30 degrees of me, but not in my heart. Gonna buy me a ticket, gonna leave tonight. I'll write you a letter from way up high. Gonna drive some thoughts down, you and I. Gonna buy me a ticket, gonna leave tonight. Some thoughts down, you and I.
me a ticket. Gonna leave tonight.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
And this brings us to the halfway portion of this evening's show and to Story Corner. I'm going to be re-airing a radio tale. It's one of my favorites, and it was one of the first radio tales that I wrote back in 2015. It tells the story of a road trip that my family took when I was 12 years old. was to the Saskatchewan prairies. So sit back, get comfortable, and hope you enjoy it.
Radio Tale number 7, Riding the Prairie Airwaves. As my family drove across the barren prairie flatlands, en route to a family reunion, the music of the 70s carried us across the miles. Karen Carpenter sang into the night air, lulling us kids to sleep in the back of the station wagon.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio, waiting for my favorite songs. When they played, I'd sing along. It made me those were such happy times, and not so long ago. How I wondered where they'd gone.
Although the ride was long, the music kept me distracted and deterred me from being impatient to get to our destination. With the sun beating down through the windshield and the dusty prairie winds blowing through my hair, the winds carried the sound of the whistling air, the smells of manure, and the warmth of the day soaking into my sunburned